story from the Dansuman police station where the NPP candidate Esla Owusu-Ekufo wondered why the EC should generate different registers for the election and why the list her party agents have is different from what is now being used.
A few anomalies. One, we've had three different special voters lists so far. It's the third one they're using. And the numbers have been changing as we go along. The first one was 236 for Abdikuma West. Second one was 222. This one they are using is 585. The law says you should vote in your own constituency. But we found 93 people whose names are on the special voters who do not vote in this constituency. If they go to their own constituencies, the likelihood that their names are not in those registers are high. There are people who've come here who vote here, special voters, whose names are not in this list, so they have not been able to vote. So through no fault of theirs, several people are going to be disenfranchised. Because if you don't vote in this constituency, you cannot vote during the special voters exercise. We've also noticed that there are some 18, 19 and 20 year olds on the list. We don't know whether they're journalists or security personnel or elections officials. Many of them are first time voters. So we really don't know how their names got onto the special voters list. So if they are registered voters in this constituency, then they will be allowed to vote. The more worrying aspect of all this is that because this list was generated yesterday, all these names are still in the main voters register. So they can still vote on election day because their names have not been expunged from the main voters register, which the law requires an electoral commission to do. And it is not just here, it's across the country. The machine cannot indicate that you voted already. The machine can only indicate that your name is on the main register. And indeed, their names are on the main register. The law says that when the special voters list is generated, those names should be deleted from the main register. So they will not show up in the main register at all. That's why it gives the Electoral Commission 42 days before the election day to complete this special voters exercise. They haven't done that. No matter the outcome of this, the process is flawed from the beginning. And it raises very worrying signals about the conduct of this year's election. It doesn't give us confidence that next week things will be okay.
MP for Abdikuma West, Esla Owusu-Ekufo. However, the presiding officer, Frank Ejie, explained that a new list generated only last night is only an update.
So far, so good. We have some few challenges in it, but it's being resolved. There were some lists outside that the list that wasn't our official list.
So who put it there?
I don't know where it's going. You are not using two different lists. That is not. We have only one list. As you can see, you are an observer. One list is on the table. We don't have two lists. We don't have three lists. That's the only list that is on the table. So if anyone tells me that we have two, three lists, I don't know what is going to
be. He's saying a list. You have a list that was generated only yesterday.
Yes, that's the updated one. So we have that list here. So we don't have any additional list.
Does it mean we don't have time limit for compiling the list of special voters?
We have limits. Ended. Now you can't say you are compiling it. So it's ended.
It means you can continue compiling
We cannot do that.
So how come?
The reason was that some people, instead of them to be here, they sent their names to the other constituencies. So we went there, pulled them to our register. It's not a new list. For instance, somebody works at the Dansuman police station. He submitted the details and then the name has been sent to Abdikuma South. That is what we did the reconciliation and had.
Frank Ajay is a presiding officer at Abdikuma West constituency.